you sit and stare at your phone screen. You even scroll a bit for inspiration. As an entrepreneur, you're supposed to post every day, right? You know you need to post something today, but what? What if you had 30 days worth of storytelling prompts to give you inspiration? And best part? It's free.
What?
These thought-provoking prompts will get your creative juices flowing and help you attract and connect with your audience in a more meaningful way. Designed to be used on any platform, from lighthearted posts about your business journey to reflective ones about the why behind what you do, this story prompt calendar makes it easy for you to attract and nurture your soulmate customer so they can convert to sales no matter what your niche. Get your 30-day content calendar now and say goodbye to that blank page stare. Go to www.thenickdemus.com/30-day-calendar to get yours free. This is the Creative Soulpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus, if you don't know me. And I am thrilled and honored to have you here with me today. So thank you for being here. These solo episodes, where it's just me talking, no interview, are really a unique opportunity for me to share my thoughts directly with you. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about, well, it's a topic that brings up a lot of fear for creative soulpreneurs like yourself, thought leaders, and that is cancel culture. Now, part of you might think this is so 2020, as cancel culture is something that we've all heard about, we think about sometimes, maybe it does bring up that fear for you, but what does it really mean going forward? So what exactly is cancel culture? Well, in simple terms, it's when a person or a company faces heavy public backlash and criticism, generally online, for what's maybe perceived as offensive or unacceptable behavior or remarks. And the goal is essentially to withdraw support for whoever it is, that entity, and negatively impact their brand, their platform, their reputation. And there's many sides on this, right? With the rise of social media call-out activism over the last decade, cancel culture has become a growing force. Brands, in particular, people are really at risk, constantly at risk of saying or doing the wrong thing and facing condemnation. And everyone from celebrities to politicians to startups have really felt the heat of what feels like a mob or the outrage. How does that really impact those of us who regularly put out our content that faces the public, that are in the public eye in some way, shape, or form? Well, okay, before we go there, here's the thing. I'm not afraid of cancel culture. Let me say this. I'm not afraid because I already was canceled. So let's rewind a bit, because this was before cancel culture was a thing. About 20 years ago, I mean, the term wasn't even really used, cancel culture, but I was running a theater company in Oklahoma City. And if you've never been to Oklahoma, it's a pretty darn conservative state. And my job as the head of this multi-million dollar arts organization was to spark conversation and provide entertainment. And that's exactly what I did. And while I received really phenomenal support in general, and while I was there, the theater saw incredible growth, unprecedented in the history. And by the time I got there, it was a 35, 40-year-old organization, but a small but very vocal group of people didn't like what I was doing. Sound familiar? They began a letter writing campaign to the editor of the local paper demanding my resignation. They told the board of directors that they needed to fire me for the filth that I was bringing to Oklahoma City. And it got personal and super nasty. Now, as you can imagine, this didn't feel very good. at first. I was scared. Thought, oh my God, I might lose my job. I was angry. I even got a little depressed. I was haunted by this. Then I became incredibly invigorated and excited about it. It was ultimately one of the best things that ever happened to me because I learned to let go of it. I learned that the bigger you get, the more eyeballs that are on you, and not all of those eyeballs are going to like what you're doing. And that's actually a good thing. That means that you're standing for something. That means that you're making a difference in this world. If everyone likes everything you're saying, that means you aren't telling truth. It means you're trying to be liked. And I was trying to be liked as the head of a multi-million dollar organization. And that's not possible. Nor is that possible for you in your business. So it's your job to stand in your truth, tell your stories, so the customers that want what you're offering are drawn further in, and it'll repel those away that aren't. And one of the things our culture loves to do is to build somebody up and then tear them down. So what does this mean for us? How do we navigate this landscape that we're currently in, this cancel culture, without compromising our authenticity by still drawing in those customers that we can really help? Well, ironically, one key aspect to it is authenticity. As solopreneurs, being genuine in our intentions and actions becomes this armor. It's like a really powerful armor against cancel culture. Intention, intention, intention. I mean, for God's sakes, be a good person. Transparency with our audience builds trust. And then when challenges do arise, our authenticity becomes our shield. Being open to learning and evolving is crucial. Acknowledge your mistakes, learn from them, and communicate your growth with your audience in a real way, not in a performative way, in a real way. Because social media is a significant platform for creative entrepreneurs like us. How can we use social media to our advantage while being mindful of cancel culture? Understanding your audience is key. Engage in these meaningful conversations, listen to the feedback, and then adapt your approach. Building a community that supports your values also can act as a buffer against this cancel culture. That was one of the things that happened for me in Oklahoma City, is that the community that I had built rallied behind me. And they're like, oh, hell no. So always be aware of the impact your words and actions can have on your audience. It can also take a toll on our mental health. Not only if you're being canceled, you're in the middle of being canceled, but even before, that fear can be a lot. How do we protect our well-being while facing scrutiny, public scrutiny? It's a challenging aspect, right? But first and foremost, like everything else, prioritize self-care. You got to surround yourself with a support system that understands the nuances of what you're facing. This is why masterminds are important. This is why getting into group coaching programs are important. And then seek professional help if needed. I have a great therapist, and she really helped me through that period. Because you've got to remember that you're not defined by public opinion. Let me repeat that. You are not defined by public opinion. And your mental well-being should always, always be your top priority. The other thing to really think about is and understand is that cancellation online rarely, and I do mean rarely, allows for growth, for dialogue. It's most often about tearing people down. So don't internalize these attacks as constructive criticism. Seek insights from trusted advisors, your coach, rather than the Twitter mob, the X mob, whatever it's called now. Yes, listen, listen, listen. But you also have to turn inward, do that inner work, choose your battles. Some criticism serves as a needed wake-up call to you. It does. Do better. Make sincere apologies when appropriate. Take accountability and let your actions after reflect your commitment to improvement. Learning moments really do exist. So remember that cancel culture is a reality, right? But with authenticity, community building, mental well-being, deep listening, navigating the waters, you can continue to thrive and step out of the fear, put yourself out there, be visible, and tell your stories. It's so important. It's so important. So thank you for joining me on this solo episode where you just get to hear my thoughts of the Creative Soulpreneur podcast. Stay clear. Stay true to your vision. Stay creative. Your voice matters. I'll see you on the next episode. If you like this podcast, be sure to share it with a friend who maybe needed to hear this message today. Maybe somebody who's going through it. Maybe somebody who's standing in the fear around it. Be sure to share it with them. Thank you so very much.